Welcome to Technovation, a weekly conversation with people who are shaping the technology landscape. I'm Peter High, president of Meta Strategy, advisor to technology executives, Forbes columnist, book author, and your host. Each episode of Technovation features insights from top executives and thought leaders at the intersection of business, technology, and innovation. If you like what you hear, we'd be grateful if you give us a rating on iTunes or through whatever other source you use for podcasts. And please subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Thank you. My guest this week is Sri Lakshmi Kohli. Sri is the Senior Vice President of Information Technology at Align Technology, a $2 billion revenue manufacturer of 3D digital scanners and clear aligners used in orthodontics. In this role, she's responsible for defining the technology strategy and the development of global consumer, customer, and enterprise applications and infrastructure. In this interview, Sri discusses how Align Technology is leading the revolution in digital dentistry by transforming the industry from analog to digital. She notes that there are over 300 million customers that could benefit from teeth straightening, and the only way to reach all of them is through digital technologies. In addition to highlighting how IT is the central nervous system of the company, we also discuss Sri's take on IoT and blockchain, Align Technology's value proposition to potential employees, how being a consumer of the product helps the company better understand the customer's needs, and a variety of other topics.
Sri Kohli, welcome to Technovation. Great to speak with you today.
Thank you, Peter. I'm excited to be joining you in this conversation.
No, it's a pleasure, I assure you. Sri, I thought we'd begin with your company, Align Technology, where you are the Chief Information Officer. For those who may be less familiar with Align Technology's business, I wonder if you can give us a brief overview in your own words.
Align Technology is dedicated to transforming lives by improving the journey to a healthy, beautiful smile. We believe that a better smile has the power to create a better future, so we create digital technology and experiences to help people move forward in life. We are a global medical device company. We have industry-leading innovative products such as Invisalign clear aligners, iTero intraoral scanners, and OrthoCAD digital services. We have helped treat over 6 million patients with Invisalign, and we are driving the evolution in digital dentistry with the iTero scanner, helping to modernize today's practices by replacing physical impressions, by taking treatment planning online, and also creating the potential to enable and improve almost every type of dental treatment that is being offered.
That's a great overview, Sri. You mentioned digital dentistry, which I find very interesting. I think most people, as they think about the visit to the dentist, maybe some of us have seen some advances that they have made in terms of leveraging technology, but it still feels like a very, you know, tactile and manual process to many of us. I wonder if you can maybe peel back the onion a bit further and talk about the role that digital is playing, and technology more generally is playing, to enhance the experience, especially, of course, using Align Technology's own digital experiences.
Right. So, you know, like every digital system, you know, it starts with the same thing, which is digital data, digital records, and all of our patient information through the iTero scanner is in digital form. And once you have good patient digital information, there is a whole lot you can do with data science around clinical analysis, diagnostic tools to help the doctors better understand and assess patient needs. These are powerful tools, and if you when you give them high quality patient digital data, they're very powerful in the doctor's hands to help them make choices on treatment options that are available to each and every patient. And the same thing goes with how we can create digital treatment planning with our software. And then finally, it's our orthodontic appliances, which are digital, that is able to deliver highly accurate and proper force systems for every movement and every stage of the movement, helps achieve highly predictable treatment outcomes.
So, Sri, I'd be interested in your perspective about how IT creates value in a business like Align Technologies.
IT is the central nervous system of Align, enabling the evolution of digital dentistry. We have over 300 million consumers that could benefit from teeth straightening, and the only way to reach all of them is through digital technologies. So as we transform dentistry to go from analog to digital, delivering great treatment outcomes with data science, driving consumer demand to doctors' offices, and helping with conversion as they become Invisalign patients, global scalable infrastructure to support real-time ordering from over 100 countries, manufacturing over 400,000 unique customized aligners per day. All of these are so dependent on technology And the market opportunity is limitless in how we can digitize a practice and make orthodontics available to the masses.
Very interesting. Embedded in your response, in both responses to my questions, is the multi-layer of constituents who you serve. You of course have the dentists themselves who are users of technologies you produce that you've just described. There is of course the people who are the patients of those dental practices. And I wonder how you think about those two different constituent groups to ensure that you are developing technologies, of course, that are adopted by the dentists, but also that are taken advantage of from the ultimate consumer, the patient of those dentists.
Right. Invisalign is a brand is very well recognized. And part of the Invisalign difference that we provide is a fully digitized experience to get the smile they want. You know, the aligners are better, they fit better, they work faster with very innovative materials like SmartTrack. And they also have the omni-channel engagement platforms that are available that allow for, you know, agility and experimentation for the different go-to-market conditions around the world for the consumers that allow us also to deliver great personalized experiences. On the customer side, which is the doctors, it's about how we can deliver great clinical outcomes, great predictability with material that is SmartTrack, and also with our digital treatment planning software, and all of the difference that Invisalign brings to the table from an end-to-end digital system perspective. That includes data, treatment planning, material, and the appliance itself. At the end, the entire ecosystem works together to deliver the great clinical outcomes that the doctors are looking for.
And can you talk a bit about some of the things as you look forward that you've incorporated into your strategic roadmap? What are some of the areas that you're emphasizing or technology trends you're taking advantage of?
So for us, the teams are always working on a wide range of innovations. And part of it is to support the speed, the scale of global expansion, and also the business evolution as the product utilization and the adoption grows around the world. We have a largest digital dentition database, you know, 6.4 million patients plus. Predictive analytics, machine learning algorithms, they're all integrated into the product to deliver the great outcomes and product performance. We also have the omni-channel engagement platform with microservices architecture that allows for agility and experimentation and the ability to integrate data science to deliver personalized experiences as we send the consumer demand to the doctor's offices. We also work on improving release velocity with cloud infrastructure and DevOps practices that provide a solid backbone for global growth and scale. We're also making the shift from project to product and services focus. So as we grow, as architecture grows more modular, it's been possible to have smaller teams that are more agile and own the full stack and the whole end-to-end experience from ideation to post-production support. So there's always a wide range of innovations that the teams are continuously working on.
This is really interesting, this notion of moving from a project orientation to a product orientation, Sri. There are a number of organizations that are pursuing this, but I've found, at least through my conversations, it continues to be sort of the leading edge as opposed to the average CIO who is pursuing this path. And I wonder if you could just take a quick moment and talk about the rationale behind it, as you just began to do, but also maybe some of the steps in order to realize that vision.
Right. So for us, the need primarily came because the teams were just going from project to project, and we wanted the teams to actually feel more empowered and own the outcome of the work that they were delivering. And one of the other things, one of the other forces that was also happening is as we were going more agile and as we were trying to experiment in the marketplace as to what works, you know, what products work, what services work, what are the consumers reacting favorably to? What are the doctors reacting favorably to? It was very important that we had a continuum of the software lifecycle development. And so technology was also at the right place, you know, by going modular, by going microservices, by having a cloud, by allowing A/B testing possibilities. It just felt it was the right time to have the teams for an extended period of time working towards working towards an outcome which is more iterative, and you know, part of it works, part of it fails, and the team continues to take those learnings and continue to develop even better products. So that was a need that actually drove us to start shifting our focus towards more how a product organization would deliver a product and what delivering services meant. And some of the steps that we took in place were, like I said, we had the technology at the right place: cloud, continuous engineering, agile, small empowered teams, all came together at the right time. And then for us, even the marketplace and the amount of innovation we were driving meant that we needed to have a team that continuously learned as they were experimenting and continuing to develop even better products and services that consumers and doctors love to use.
Very interesting. I also, I hope you don't mind my mentioning, you have quite a straight smile that would suggest that you are also a customer in addition to being an employee of the company. And I would imagine there are probably a great number of your colleagues, especially and including colleagues in IT, who have an opportunity to use the product. And I wonder, you know, not everyone works for a company where they can be a customer in addition to being a practitioner or an employee of the organization. And I wonder if you could maybe reflect a little bit about on the learnings personally or from colleagues of yours as to, you know, how that impacts service and product development.
You know, we are lucky to be part of a company and a team that is highly integrated with understanding our consumer and customer needs. And so for us, being a customer of the product ourselves, you know, we can understand as a consumer, you know, what are all the different characteristics you would look for in a product? You know, why would you choose Invisalign versus another form of treatment? There are many different reasons, you know, whether it is cost, whether it is, does this treatment work for me? How have my friends and my peers used it, and how does it affect their lifestyle? What does the social experience look like? So all of that is good in when we design a solution, all of those experiences matter. And we are working with the doctors constantly, and we are at the doctor's offices. We observe how they use our product, how they interact with the patients, how they submit treatment planning, how easy or not it is to use the software that we build. So everything from the entire life cycle of order to cash, from invoicing to collections, from sending the consumer demand to the doctor's office, and how they help them convert, how we can help digitize the doctor's practices and help with practice development. We are very highly integrated into all their needs, and being a consumer ourselves helps a lot in how we design the solutions.
I can certainly understand how that would be. You mentioned earlier the tremendous growth that the organization has had. You've been with the company nearly 16 years, and I can only imagine the great differences between when you arrived and as you sit in your office today, the company that's now there. You have a global team that's in places such as not only the U.S. and in Silicon Valley where you sit, but the Netherlands, Costa Rica, China, Israel, India, Mexico, Russia, and other places here in the U.S. And I wonder, how do you manage your IT function with distributed talent in a variety of places?
You know, so the great part of it is, so we have a great culture at Align, and we have an environment that allows everyone to thrive. And the business model is such that because it is an end-to-end order-to-cash, real-time ordering process, everyone has to function in a collaborative manner. Historically, you know, you could assume that an ERP team can sit in the back office someplace else and develop their own thing. The CRM team is sitting someplace else and doing their own thing. And here we are building commerce products, doctor portals, engagements, communities, clinical education, mobile apps. All of those require a whole lot of cross-functional collaboration as a team throughout the company. And it's also a global product that is being sold in all the countries. with different go-to-market conditions. It's impossible to be sitting here in the Silicon Valley and imagining what the doctor in China wants and what a consumer in China, the technologies that they use are very different from what we use here. So having distributed teams actually helps a lot in understanding what the local go-to-market models are, what solutions we have to build for the local market, and what technologies are appropriate to build those solutions. And what we do is, if something works in a market really well, we try and see what we can do to take that and globalize it as much as we can. So it's actually, we use that to an advantage of ours. And, you know, when the team is always working with a growth mindset, and always experimenting, learning, and iterating, having all of these teams in different places brings a very different perspective in how we put together a solution for our consumers and the doctors.
I mentioned a moment ago, have a headquarters in Silicon Valley, perhaps the most competitive marketplace for great technology talent on earth. And I wonder what sorts of strategies you use in order to attract that talent in a place where there are so many opportunities for a talented technologist. What are the value propositions that you convey during the recruiting process to attract people to your IT department?
So we are a very highly diverse and engaged team. We get consistently good NPS scores. That helps a lot in referrals and the employee connections that are available around the offices we work in. We hear feedback from the team about, you know, amazing colleagues, the culture of teamwork. You know, Align is such a unique place to work because we are actually transforming an entire industry to go from analog to digital. And when you work in an environment with a sense of empowerment and belonging, and you can touch and feel the product that you grew up with as a child, you know, wearing metal braces, and how you can actually change how doctors' practices go from analog to digital, how you can, how experimentation and learning and iteration are all part of how we deliver great products and experiences. There is a great deal of excitement in being part of that digital transformation journey. So we really believe that Align is a very unique place to work, and there's a lot of excitement that comes with being part of that transformation.
Excellent. I wonder, as you look to the future of 2 or 3 years out, say, are there certain trends that you are tracking? We've talked about a couple of already, but I wonder if there are others that are beginning to make their way onto your roadmap, personally, professionally, that you're investigating and particularly curious about these days.
So we are looking at all technologies that help build the next generation of customer and enterprise products as systems of intelligence. You know, whether it is the hybrid cloud, data lakes, all AI disciplines, you know, machine learning, deep learning, natural language processing, voice recognition, image recognition, robotic process automation. All of these technologies we look to integrate into every aspect of our commercial, you know, sales, marketing, clinical education, customer care, manufacturing applications. We also are looking to build out our IoT roadmap. And so we would be looking to leverage, you know, intelligent edge, real-time streaming, distributed scale-out architectures. Further out, you know, we would also be looking at technologies like blockchain to create and secure and authentic digital breadcrumbs of key transactions. So all of the digital technologies are exciting to us because, you know, when it comes to brand recognition and brand differentiation, when it comes to product performance, when it comes to manufacturing, you know, today we do more than 400,000 unique customized aligners per day. How we can transform customer service, how we can create engagement experiences. So for us, almost all new digital technologies are very exciting.
Certainly sounds it. Well, Sri Lakshmi, thank you so much for taking time with me this afternoon and telling us a bit about your experience as a technology and digital leader at a fast-growing organization. It's been wonderful to hear a bit more about your story.
Thank you, Peter. This was great.
Thanks for tuning in. Please join me next week when my guest will be Martha Poulter, the Chief Information Officer of Royal Caribbean.